Take two.
Yo, this is Just a Kid from Brooklyn Podcast. We're doing a part two to an episode I did with my good friend Rashard Bashir on his brand new podcast, The Struggle Bid Podcast, available everywhere. We were talking.
We were talking comic books.
I accidentally disconnected. We're back. We were talking about comic books. Talking about, you know, some of our collections. I have an extensive card collection. NBA, X-Men, Pokemon dark cards, Lady Death with all the nakedness. original WWF cards. We'll be talking about different places we used to get our comic books from. You ever heard of Bulletproof?
Bulletproof, yes.
And Flatbush, they're still around. That place, like you were before, a place that had you could test, but they had so they sold comic books. They had all this cartoons on VHS.
Mm.
They had the Japanese video games, all of the imports for PlayStation, and the reasons I remember I got a PlayStation and I got my chip. I got a Japanese chip so I could play all the Dragon Ball Z games back in the days.
Oh, damn.
It's crazy. Bulletproof is still around. They had two stations. They expanded to like Canarsie. The Canarsie one closed two, maybe 3 years ago. But oh, I always used to go to the one right by Flatbush Jump, which is still there. It's like the only thing on that block right now that's been there. Because the McDonald's is still there. I think the McDonald's was either across the street, down the street, but now they got like a Chipotle and a freaking Dallas BBQs on the same block now. It's a little weird, but yeah, shout out to them. They're still existing. What else? Oh, so St. Mark's is gone. They went out of business.
Yeah.
I've been shopping there since I was really, really little, like 9 years old, at both the Brooklyn and the Manhattan location.
Mm. I didn't get a chance to go there. Like me, I was very sheltered, mm-hmm. as a child and most of my 20s. So I didn't, you know, venture out. One spot I will say that was like in the cut. What's that spot? It's on Avenue of the Americas. It's on 6th Avenue. I think it's like on 9th or 10th Street, and it's like you go downstairs.
Oh, the time machine, something time machine.
Yeah, because that's where the PATH train is at.
Yeah, I went in there one time with Derek, with DT.
Okay.
Derek Thompson, comedian we know, and we were in there. Yo, they got, like, for such a small comic book store, they got a lot of stuff in there. Like, it's crazy. Crazy. Like, that's a place, like, it's kind of like a thrift shop. Like, you gotta just take your time and look through things because they have so much. And then, like, whatever you need, they didn't have, they could order for you. It's a cool spot, though. It's like, you know, mom and pop. It's not like Forbidden Planet and Midtown Comics, because those are like the bigger chain, especially Midtown. Midtown has what, three locations, and they got a warehouse location in Long Island City.
Mm.
So, which they're doing crazy deals right now due to the quarantine.
Yeah, I'm getting so many notifications in my emails on sales and deals, and I'm just like, ah.
Yeah, I'm ignoring all of them. And like it's a lot for clothing brands, sneakers, video games. Everything is on sale right now. Everything is on sale.
Yo, have you read? There's a comic book that I got. I got it from this Japanese bookstore right in Midtown. It's like on. It's on 6th Avenue between 41st.
You talking about Book Off?
No, not Book Off.
Not Book Off?
It's, I yeah, like Bookoff is dope, but there's another Japanese spot. It's between, it's directly across the street from Bryant Park.
Okay. Oh, I had to, yo, I know what you're talking about. I had to go there and get a Japanese language book because I was taking a Japanese class. Yeah, I've been to that bookstore. It starts with a K.
Yeah, yeah. My girl know it. I'm gonna ask her later. But anyway, I picked up this book. I picked up this comic book by Image. It's called Son of Shaolin. And basically, this is like, he's a Shaolin warrior. He's a Shaolin warrior in the making from Harlem.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh shit, that's dope. Like the stories, like the story in it is pretty good. It just jumps around a lot. Like if they made this live action, I probably would watch it. The comic book was okay. Like the graphics of it, the artwork. I'm just like, okay, this is cool. I fucks with it. So it's pretty interesting. It's Son of Shaolin. It's book one. It came out in 2017. The creator and the writer is Jay Longino. Longino.
I gotta check that out. Definitely gotta check that out, man.
Artist is Kanan White. C-A-A-N-A-N. White.
Yeah, I dropped that Japanese class, but because it got really difficult because, you know, the Japanese alphabet is, they have two sets of alphabets. They got katakana and I can't pronounce the other one right now. But the cool thing about taking that class when I was taking it was I learned about Crunchyroll, which is an anime app. When I first got it, it's still pretty cheap. It's like $6.99, but it used to be $3. And they had everything. Like they had Dragon Ball Super. They had the original, Voltron. They had the original Voltron. They had like the brand new Sailor Moon, Attack on Titan, One Piece. They had everything. All of the Yu-Gi-Ohs. What's that other really? Oh, Naruto. And it was just like, yo, crazy. And the real reason I like it and still have it is because they have a lot of the Ultraman shows from back in the days. I love Ultraman. I was so mad when they removed Ultraman 80 from 1980 because I was like moving through that show. I would watch like three episodes in the middle of the night, sometimes more. That was my, oh man, I love anything Ultraman. I love.
How did you like that Ultraman series that came on Netflix?
On an anime? Oh, love it. I'm waiting for season two.
Yeah.
That show was good.
I was watching that and I was like, okay, this is pretty, this is dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and I didn't realize that, remember Superhero Samurai?
Yeah.
And the Cyber Squad? That's Ultraman.
Yeah. Yep.
Or a rendition of it.
Yep, because that was a kid show for us. What did it come on? Fox?
Yeah.
Fox back in the day? Yeah. And yeah, Fox. Ultraman's been around since 1960.
Wow.
So like without Ultraman, you wouldn't have Power Rangers, you wouldn't have what was it, BeetleBots, and what was it? RV Troopers. You wouldn't have any of those shows.
Yeah, Beetleborgs, VR Troopers.
Yeah, Beetleborgs.
The Kamen Rider, or as they did on Fox, was called the Mask Rider.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember when the Mask Rider came out.
Oh, I remember that show.
The kid.
I remember that show.
He was an alien and the family adopted him and everything.
Yeah. I do remember that show.
And then Masked Rider and Power Rangers did a crossover series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was a series or episode.
It might have just been an episode.
Yeah, definitely got to look that up. Definitely got to look that up.
Power Rangers still going too. They still do. They do a new series every year.
Every fucking year. And it's so crazy because you talk to kids and, you know, you start talking about Power Rangers. It's like, how do you know about Power Rangers? You'd be like, boy. Man, if you don't get you. But see, we can't do that. You know, we can't get upset with kids because they don't know.
They have no idea.
They have no idea until you tell them and inform them. You know, it's a generational thing.
Yep.
It's a generational thing. You know, it depends on who the parents are. And they be like, look, you like the Power Rangers? The Power Rangers was out when I was a kid.
Yep.
And let me, like, show you this just like that. That way they'll have a better sense of, you know, the Power Rangers aren't, like, just some new thing. And, of course, they're not going to care. But they're going to be like, oh, why they look so, they don't look cool. They just
what's
look
wrong
regular.
With the graphics?
They just look regular.
There's no CGI. back then, though, right? Because they had the costumes for the villains. No CGI, really. I mean, they had computer graphics, but it wasn't like today. Look at like the Ninja Turtles. They were in full costume.
Yeah.
Full-on costume back in the day.
Full costume. Three movies or four movies?
Three movies.
they had the series where they had the girl.
Yeah, they had the live action series on Fox.
Yeah.
That didn't last long. People didn't take well to it. I used to watch it. I didn't really like it, but it was just something to watch after school. I actually started rewatching it recently because it's on Netflix right now.
Oh, the Ninja Turtle series?
Yeah, the live action one though.
Okay.
With the girl turtle.
Okay. All right.
Yep. That was back in the days. Matter of fact, there are two shows on Netflix that talk about stuff from back in the days. Like they have The Toys That Made Us and they have The Movies That Made Us.
Mm.
So those are cool because they touch on The Toys That Made Us. They talk about the He-Man figures, Legos, Barbie, Ninja Turtles, the old WWF figures from back in the days, everything. And then the films that made us, they talk about Ghostbusters. That was my favorite episode, the Ghostbusters episode, how the film came to be. They talk about Dirty Dancing, Home Alone. Like they took it back with a lot of those shows.
Damn.
I remember that. Like it takes you back to where you were as a kid when the film came out.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles, man. Oh my gosh. I never read the comic books, the Ninja Turtles comic books. But I heard they were really good. They were darker than what the film made them. Because, you know, the films were all kid-friendly.
Yeah, because they started in black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
Started in black and white. You couldn't tell, like, who was who because they were all drawn the same.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I remember that shit. Because they did, like, they did an episode on one of the newer Ninja Turtle series.
Yeah.
One of the later Ninja Turtle series. And they were going through like different dimensions of Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last dimension, they went into the black and white series.
Wow.
That they were in. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's dope.
You remember I didn't get a chance to go, but I had it on VHS when they did Ninja Turtles Live at Radio City.
Oh, no.
Yo, they did a live Ninja Turtles show. Because, you know, back then when we were kids, they had everything. They had a Sesame Street Live. I think I went to that as a kid. And I'm pretty sure that was at Radio City. But, yeah, they had a Ninja Turtles Live. I used to watch that tape over and over and over. Yo, crazy. Even the films. Ninja Turtle 1, Ninja Turtle 2, Secret of the Ooze, Ninja Turtle 3, which wasn't the best in the franchise because they changed, you know, they changed some of the characters. But it was cool because, you know, they changed April after, I think she was different in the second one, but I can't remember. I gotta rewatch it. But I used to watch those over and over and over and over every weekend. Watch those films like crazy. Try to get my moms to order pizza. Can we get some pizza, Mom?
Yo, oh my God. Talking about pizza, that's all. Anytime we watch Ninja Turtles, we wanted pizza like right after. Yep. Or we wanted to order the pizza before we watch the movie.
Yep. What it was so funny though, like a couple 2 months ago, I actually did that when they put it back on Netflix. I had some pizza right with me while I was watching the first Ninja Turtles. Never tip for late pizza, dude.
Oh my God. Do you remember the Centurion cartoon?
Centurion cartoon. No.
The Centurions. It was the three guys. One had a red suit, one had a green suit, the other one had a blue suit.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like they called themselves the Centurions. And they had they had these suits where they had these little upgrade attributes. One was like a jet, other one was like a submarine. And I think one was a car.
It sounds familiar.
The Centurions. If you remember, oh my God. If I could find it right now, you would definitely know. Just look up Centurions cartoon.
That's what I'm trying to do right now as we speak. Do you remember Ronin? Ronin Warriors?
Oh yeah, Ronin Warriors.
I love that show.
Oh shit! Yeah, one was green. One of them was blue,
red. It's so funny.
You found it?
I can't find it.
Oh, one was green, one was blue, and the other dude was yellow.
Yellow. I gotta look that up. It's probably on YouTube somewhere. There's a lot of those old shows on YouTube. Yeah, Ronin Warriors. Ronin Warriors is. I forgot how I discovered that show. I was probably in Virginia. Cause I used to go to Virginia for the summer, after like camp. Cause I used to be in camp for like 6 weeks, the Boys Club in New Jersey, and basically it was like summer school. But we did other things too. But then yeah, I would always go to Virginia, and then some summers I would spend most of the summer in Virginia Beach, and I remember Ronin Warriors coming on, and I was like, "Yo, show's so dope!" And I ran out to KB Toys. And got one of the figures, and I didn't know how to put it together. Because, you know, you're a kid, you don't read instructions, you just throw the box away.
You
don't read
instructions, yeah. You just throw the box away. Now you got all these little pieces and stuff. Yeah. And you gotta put the helmet on, then you gotta put the armor.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my God. Back in the days when the fucking, what is it? The Voltron toys were real metal.
Yeah. Yep. Then the Power Rangers, the Power Rangers figures, and the Megazords. I had a Megazord and you had to put it together. Yo, it's crazy.
Yeah, anytime like I used to go to my dad's house a lot, and my friend that I grew up with, his name is Andre, and he used to live right next door, right across the hall, and I would go to his house all the fucking time because he had the latest toys.
Yeah,
because he was an only child, so was I. So he had every toy. All the kids, like some of the kids that lived on the floor, would go to Andre's house, and they would like knock on my dad's door, and he was like, "Yo, Rashad, can Rashad come outside?" And I would hop in my shit, and I'd be gone for like hours. he had like almost every he had almost every Power Ranger toy. He had every fucking Megazord. He had He-Man toys. He had G.I. Joe. He had the whole thing. I was like, I never want to leave.
Yo, I matter of fact, before I even say that, a cousin of mine, my older cousin, he sells collectibles like that. He has a page called Weird Flex and Goods. And he sells like old Ninja Turtles figures. He's got Funko Pop, he's got He-Man. And I remember growing up, he had a He-Man playset. And when I used to go to his house and hang out with him and his brother, my other cousin, I used to just play with that set. He still has it too. Like, yo, crazy. Matter of fact, like, he's got so much stuff. He still has his old room in his parents' house, and it's like untouched. It's the same way. The figures are still in the same position. It's like so crazy. But me, myself, growing up, I had, man, what? My toy collection, I gave it all to my little cousin. But I had everything. I had wrestling figures. I had comic book figures. I had an Urkel doll that talked. I had a Pee Wee Herman doll. I think it talked. I don't know. I can't remember that far back. It's like 30-some years ago. But I had all of them. I had like the supersized figures. So like I had a big Venom toy. I had a gold, it was an all gold and black Wolverine. It was like a supersized one. And I had a Terminator figure that spoke. It'd be like, I'll be back. Hasta la vista, baby. Me and my mom was talking about that recently. She's like, you remember you had that? And one of my aunts got it for me. And that was like when Terminator 2 was popular.
Yeah,
crazy, yo.
I think my cousin had that. Mm-hmm. I think my cousin had the Terminator one, and he had that gold and black Wolverine.
Yeah, it's that all that. I was the only child, so I used to do like play on the roof, because we had like we got a lower roof, and then we had like the high roof. So I never used to go on the high roof and play. But I used to have like wrestling matches with my figures on the roof and throw them off the roof, or take my racing cars, the little Hot Wheels ones, and put them in the gutter and race them down the gutter. Yeah, I used to do a lot of stuff.
Hilarious. Hilarious. I had a Silver Surfer action figure.
That's my mom's favorite superhero. Silver Surfer. She loves Silver Surfer.
I had a Silver Surfer action figure, and I remember because when we was living in the Bronx in Castle Hill, way out there, like we lived on the 8th floor with my grandmother.
Okay.
And where we lived at, we could look out the window and see most of the neighborhood stretched out all the way to the freeway. And I remember in our line of sight, the Toys R Us that was there. Like, it was literally like a 10-minute walk to the Toys R Us. Like a 10-15-minute walk to the Toys R Us. So I could, from the living room of my grandmother's house, I can look all across the houses and see the Toys R Us awning. When I tell you I only wanted to go to Toys R Us, my mom was like, well, you didn't earn it. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And looking back on it, yeah, I was a little shithead. I was a spoiled little...
Me too. I still am. As a grown man, still am.
And like when it was my birthday, they was like, Rashad, where you want to go? Toys R Us. Toys R Us.
KB Toys. I used to go to both places, Toys R Us and KB's. And I used to hustle my grades. I'd be like, Mom, look, I got a 100 on my spelling test. Like, I was always good at spelling when I was a kid. So I used to every Friday, I'd be like, Can we go to 34th Street? Because you know they had the KB toys inside the I'm gonna take it back. You ready? They had it inside the ASM Mall, you know, which is now the Manhattan Center Mall. But when we were kids, man, it was ASM Mall. People don't know about ASM. Wow. ASM was out before Macy's took over their locations. ASM, man. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they had the 34th Street Toys R Us, which now is like broken up into other different stores. Like it's a Foot Locker now and Target. But that middle part of that block on 34th between 6th Avenue and 7th Avenue, there used to be a big Toys R Us. It was like two or three floors. And they had a huge Super Nintendo controller. And you could play the video game through the glass. Because it had like a motion. Wow. Yeah, it had like some type of motion sensor. And you could play Mario out from outside the store. It was crazy.
That's fucking
crazy.
Dope. That is dope.
Those are the good days, man.
Yeah, I tell you, I was very sheltered. Like my family, my parents were like, "No, we're not paying for that. You ain't earned it. We're not paying for that. Why should I give you that? What are your grades like?" I'm like, "God damn, making it hard." I was like, "I want to go to Andre's house."
when I was growing up, I only used to let like maybe two kids in my house that I grew up with. Cause I didn't like a lot of the kids on my block. I only like the ones that I grew up with from like really, really young. So I would let them in. But most of the time it'd be family. My cousins would come over on the weekends and we would play Super Nintendo all night. Or when my uncles were staying with me, three of my uncles lived with me in my lifetime. So we used to play Nintendo all night. Play Turtles in Time, Super Street Fighter 2, Mortal Kombat, oh Killer Instinct. We used to play all them games back in days.
Yo, we can go down the list of fucking video games. I think Mega Man is my all-time favorite Nintendo.
Me too. Game. I still play them, and I still can't beat some of them levels.
That Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
And Shinobi. I like Ninja Gaiden more than I like Shinobi.
What else did I used to play? What about I used to play Fatal Fury, Samurai Showdown.
Oh, what?
Samurai Showdown. Come on. Shit.
Son. Come on, son. Come on. What else?
King of Fighters.
King of Fighters is lit. Yo. It's still a lit game.
Yeah.
Like I play the 8-bit any day.
I wanted to get the last one, but the last King of Fighters, it only came out for PlayStation. It didn't come out for Xbox. The most recent one. I know Samurai Showdown, I think it came out for both systems. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. I haven't played it though. But you know, like a lot of the older games, they don't when they come out with new versions, they don't really get the buzz from this generation. It's just from us, the old heads that love those games. So like I still play like the Streets of Rage 4 just came out.
Right.
That shit is fire. It still plays in a 2D format. So you still walking from side to side, up and down.
Oh my God.
Specials are crazy. Like it's more like back in the days we only had like maybe three or four specials. This one has like multiple special moves. It's pretty cool. Only two of the original characters are in it. Axel and Blaze. No Skate, no Max.
What?
But you never know though. They could be unlockable. Cause I unlocked the character when I beat one of the levels. So maybe they're unlockable, or maybe they'll be DLCs later, and you could have them in the game and play. But it's dope, though. It is dope. There's another game that's doing a new version. Oh, Battletoads. Battletoads is coming back. They got
Battletoads.
Yeah, they got popular again because of Ready Player One.
Oh yeah. Yes, that was. See, the thing is, Battletoads was kind of like the the answer to Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Yep. I remember they did a collab with Double Dragon, and I had it. I used to play with my brother. And that, yo, those games are hard. The Battletoad games, oh my gosh. Them some hard-ass games.
Yeah, yeah. I never played the I never played the Battletoads games.
Yeah, I used to play them.
But I always saw it, and I was like, hey, they ripping off the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Battletoads is like after that movie came out, Ready Player One, a lot of stuff started resurfacing because it had so many different pop culture characters in that film, from video games, movies, you name it, it was in that film. So a lot of games are being relaunched because of that. I mean, look at video games now. Like, it's nothing but remakes. They remade Final Fantasy VII, which I'm still waiting.
Which looks fucking bonkers.
It looks crazy. I'm waiting for it to drop on Xbox.
They redid the first two Resident Evil.
One, two, and three.
Okay, they did all three. Yep.
1, 2, and 3. They remastered Final Fantasy VIII. They're doing a lot of remasters. The Modern Warfare, that's technically a remake of the original Modern Warfare. Call of Duty. I'm not really into those. I'm starting to. I got one of the older games. Like, I think I have I got World War II, Call of Duty World War II. So I'm starting to get into them. I was never into those. I'm more like, I like Halo, I like Doom, I like Duke Nukem. Those are the shooters I like.
Okay. You like first person shooters.
Yeah, I do. I mean, the only third person game I was really ever crazy about is Grand Theft Auto. That's my favorite third person adventure open world shooter game.
Like me, I have so much catching up to do with video games. I really do.
Yeah. And then I'm a sucker for the retro games. So like I have a Nintendo Mini. I don't have a jailbroken yet, but I do have a jailbroken Super Nintendo Mini. So I have like over 200 games on there. So I'll be playing all my old, be playing Zelda, Final Fantasy, Spider-Man, Mega Man. It's crazy. Like I'll be going in. Like there's actually a spot in Brooklyn. I got Kevin hooked on it. It's called Action Burger. It's a black owned restaurant and arcade. They got good food.
Yeah.
And they got
You was telling me about that.
Yeah. That's a spot I missed during quarantine because I live so close. I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to go back there.
Is that the first place you're going after we get, are able to go out?
No, I'm getting a haircut first. But no, Action Burger, man. What? Going there for the burgers, man. Get my bacon mac and cheese burger, man. That's a once every couple month meal. It's just so much carbs and calories on it, and then get my milkshake. What's my favorite milkshake there? Damn. Smorgasburg, whatever that shit is. Anyway, it's basically a s'mores graham cracker milkshake, and they fuse it with their Captain Crunch, because those are like their most popular.
Oh,
yeah. Those are two of their popular milkshakes there. Then they got a new one called the Big Heavyweight Fight. I forgot what was in it, but it tastes delicious. But that spot, though, they have like all of the systems in there. They got a GameCube. They got a Nintendo, PlayStation, the original Xbox. They have the Super Nintendo Minis. And it has like everything on there. They even uploaded Sega Genesis games to those systems. So it's a cool spot. They got their stand-up machines in there with like over 350 games on them. So it's a cool spot.
And it's Wait, say the name again.
It's Actionburg. Called... It's in Williamsburg.
Actionburg.
It's on Graham Action. Avenue and Powder Street. Powers, like superpowers. Yeah. Okay. So,
what's really, I tell you, the spots that's really been saving us, and it's, and you know, I wish they, you know, and I know they're gonna expand. Barcade.
Oh, Barcade is my spot, man.
The Astor Place one is the best.
You think so? Think so.
Between the Astor Place and the Williamsburg spot, the 24th Street one, it's okay. Like it's more for like anybody born before 88. Uh-huh. But I used to play a lot of games that came out in 84. And up, but like the Astor Place one is much more my
yes, scene. Yeah. I've been to four. I've been to, cause the first time I went was, to the one, of course, on, Jersey City. Jersey City was the first one I went to. Jersey City, that one is huge, but they have, so they, you know, each one has a theme. So, the Jersey City one is mostly 80s. There's some 90s games, but like early 90s. The Williamsburg one is only 90s. Yeah.
Really?
There might be like one or two 80s games in there, but they specialize in 90s. The St. Mark's one is mostly 90s games, but there are 80s and 70s games in there. Not 70s, but 80s games there. But it's a lot of 90s games in that one. And then the Barcade on 24th is mostly 80s. But I go there
mostly 80s.
Because that one is my favorite one just because they have Tron. So that's okay. Why, like, I love all that right. One. But I do love the Jersey City one. The one in Williamsburg, it's all right. It's cool. It's an all right spot. But I do like Barcade.
But it's the biggest one out of all three.
But Williamsburg? Nah, yeah. The one I think from what I've seen, the one in Philadelphia is, but the one in Jersey City is huge.
Okay, but I was talking about as far as the ones that
we in our area,
in our area.
Yeah, yeah. The Williamsburg one is real spacious. It's pretty big. Yeah.
But you said the one in Jersey City.
Yeah. That's over by okay. By Grove Street. It's right at the you take the Grove Street.
How did I miss
Grove Street train stop on the path?
And it's in the area with all the it's in that area with all the shops right? Mm-hmm. Is that? How did I miss that? I've been going. I went there like a couple of times and I looked around.
Yeah.
And I never noticed it.
Yeah, I used to go. Huh?
Is it by the JC Underground?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I used to go to Chinatown Fair too. When I was like in my 20s, I used to go there. But Chinatown Fair still exists, but it's not what it used to be. Like what it used to be? Oh man, old school, smelled like ass. Right? Got all the nerdy dudes in there that don't shower. They had Dance Dance Revolution. They had King of Fighters. All the Tekken games. All the Street Fighter games. Mortal Kombat. They had, Metal Slug.
Metal Slug everything. Is honestly my hands down favorite SNK game.
Yeah, they had Marvel vs. Capcom 2, the original Marvel vs. Capcom. And they said, like, when a new Street Fighter came out, yo, you go there on the weekends, man. It'd be like a crowd of people hanging out outside talking shit about who they going to beat. And you get inside and they had, like, two chairs set up with two mini stand-up stations with the latest Street Fighter. And folks would just be in there playing. Like, I never used to play them cats. I was like, I ain't messing with them. One time I did.
Yeah,
I played.
Yeah.
It was like a new Tekken, and I played this Chinese guy. He whooped my ass. Like, yo, and the dude spoke no English. He just sat down. I was like, yo, take it easy. I haven't played Tekken in years. Play. And the dude tore my ass, y'all. It was crazy. He tore me up, man. I was like, damn. Like, I felt defeated. Like, I was like, yo, I'm going to bust his ass with Brian. Brian is one of my favorites. I love to play with Brian. And he picked what was the cop's name? Lei Wong or something like that? Lei? Yeah.
In Tekken?
Remember the cop?
Oh,
Oolong. He whooped my ass with him. I was like, yo. And it was crazy because he had like next to no life and he just fucked me up. I was like, yo, what the? Yo, it was crazy.
Oh,
crazy.
God. But honestly, let's look at like who our favorite characters we like to play with. Me in Tekken, in the later Tekkens.
Hao Wong. I like Hao Wong.
Hao Wong. Reason why I picked Hao Wong because at the time I was taking Taekwondo, and he's a Taekwondo mm-hmm. fighter. So I was like, I got him hands down. He's my character. He's just Kareem. That's who I want. Second.
Eddie Goro. Yeah, that's one of my faves. I love Eddie.
Third, I liked it's between Paul Phoenix and no. So it's Hao Wong, Eddie Goro, Law, who else? Yoshimitsu.
Yep.
The dude, Eagle.
Okay. I remember Eagle.
The black ninja dude. Shit. I definitely fucked with Nina.
Yeah, I like Nina. Nina was dope.
Nina, she's an icon in the Tekken series. I haven't played, but yeah, those are mine.
Yeah, I played with Brian. I used to play with Heihachi. Play with Kazuya, of course. I'm nice with Kazuya, and then I play with Jin when they introduced Jin. Kazuya's son.
Yeah.
Who else? Jack. I used to play with Jack a little bit as a kid. I remember when it came out, though. Like, when the first one came out, I used to go to... There was a Blimpies mm-hmm. by my house where I grew up. And I used to go there on Friday night with my uncles, and we used to play all of the games. But, yeah. What? Man. And Street Fighter? Forget about it. I'm nice with Ryu and Ken. I'm nice with what's his name? Guy, who's originally from Final Fight 1. I used to play with him. I was pretty good with Chun Li, but I'm better with Cammy. Cammy, I always used to pick Cammy over her. And then I got nice with Gouken, who's like he's the master of Ken and Ryu.
Yeah.
And what was the girl? The girl that her man, damn, what's her name? She dressed like Ryu.
Oh, no, it's not Akira.
Asuka. Is it Asuka?
I forget. No. Shit, I forgot her name. I forget. It's gonna come to me.
What is her name? I'm looking it up right now.
But the characters I can do damage with is Akuma, Sagat, of course Ken and Ryu. I can do damage with Oni.
I remember Oni.
Oni.
Yo, he's from an old game too. Shit.
No, Oni is the demon version of Akuma.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other character. You know, the one with the samurai swords. He's from like an old Capcom game, and that was
yeah. Oh yeah.
I got they dropped the Capcom beat 'em up, and it's like with all their classic beat 'em up games, Captain Commando. Warriors of what is it? Virtue or Virtue Warriors? All these old games. Final Fight, of course, is on there. And you see all of these villains from those games. Like, yo, these are the Street Fighter characters. It's crazy. Yeah, back in the days. But I'm almost finished with that too. I haven't finished that game, but a lot of them I beat pretty fast. Pretty fat. Oh, Juri. I used to play with Juri. Oh, Ibuki. I used to play with Ibuki in Street Fighter 4.
Ibuki is dope.
Nice.
Faye, you got Fei Long.
Oh, DJ, yeah, DJ is nice. Fire. Oh, it's Sakura. I got it. Yeah. Sakura. I'm nice with her. Name. I could play with Sakura. And I could play pretty well with Ibuki. I did start learning like Juri and Rose, but I'm really, really good with Cammy and Sakura.
And the dude with the samurai swords, I think his name is Sodom. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sodom, Yun and Yang, I never got how to play with
them. I learned how to play with one of them. Because I remember when Street Fighter 3 came out. I used to play with them. What's the other one? Hager? He's from an older game, too. I think, he's from Final Fight. Yeah.
Okay.
He's from Final Fight. A lot, and it's crazy, too, because, like, yo, when newer games came out, they would dig into them old games and pick characters and put them in Street Fighter. You'd be like, yo, where did this person come from? And they would be in the old games. Old games from back in the days. But anyway, man, this has been a dope episode. We did.
Yeah.
Imagine if we we would be over an hour if we did if I didn't cancel out the first one by accident. But it's all good. Yo, it's all good.
Oh my god.
We got a good episode out of
it's
here.
It's all good.
So yeah, man, this has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn, part two of my convo with my brother from another mother, Rashad Bashir.
Yes, if you want to catch part one, please check out the Struggle Beard podcast on Spotify, on everything. Follow me on IG at comedian_RBashir2.
Yes, sir, and you guys know, stay tuned. I promised y'all more than one episode, and I did it. Yeah, technically I did three because I did one on my boy Rashad's. So... Yo, we're gonna upload it like right away. So yeah, man. You know, keep following us. Follow me at Justin the Comic. And yeah, man, peace out. Yes, sir.
Peace.